most of us never live our fullest potential. We never live our dreams to the fullest because of two things: fears and feelings. We allow our fears and our feelings to consume and control us and hold us down from creating the most powerful, beautiful, magnetic lives.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12 pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent, all in the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. They know how to help you win the right home at the right price. So download the Redfin app to get started today.
Fear and feelings. You must have faith that you are exactly where you need to be in this very moment to learn the lessons necessary to follow your heart, even when you've been taken off the path. You must live your life if you want to be great. You must live your life to the fullest. And you cannot allow anyone to tell you how to live it. You must live it the way you desire and dream it. The only way to live a great life and to be truly satisfied, to truly love your life, is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to do what you love. You must have the courage to follow your heart with all of your power, all of your faith, and let go of your fears and your feelings that hold you back. It's easy to have faith when everything in your life is going great, when your health is on point, when your relationships are amazing, when your business is thriving, when your family is incredible and healthy and well. It's easy to have faith when everything is going smooth in your life. Anyone can have faith in those situations. Anyone can do that. The real challenge of growth comes when you get knocked down, when you've been defeated, when you've been put off the path that you wanted to go on your dreams, when you've tried something and failed over and over again, when your ego got in the way of your greatness. The real challenge of growth happens at this moment. And everyone gets knocked down. Everyone goes through adversity along the journey. But it takes courage to get back up and make a difference in your life and pursue your dreams with passion and a full heart. You must know what you stand for. You must know what you stand for. You've got to dream it, declare it, and deliver it. If you don't stand for anything, you're going to continue to be unsatisfied in your life. You're going to continue to be a victim in your life. You're going to continue to not achieve what you want because you don't know what you stand for. Fear is one of the biggest killers of hope and dreams. We allow our fears to consume our feelings, and it holds us back from doing great work, and that holds us back from living the life we were born to live. You aren't achieving your dream right now because you are allowing your fears and feelings to hold you back. And don't allow these emotions to control you. Yes, we are so emotional. We are emotional beings. We are born to feel and to express emotion. That's why we are created. But you must discipline your emotions and your feelings and have the awareness to use them instead of allowing them to use you. It's not easy to achieve your dreams. If it was, we'd all be living the most incredible lives every single day. And it takes you going all out to make your dreams happen. It takes you having the courage to say, no, I'm not going to choose this safe path. I'm not going to choose this safe career. I'm not going to choose this job that my parents or my spouse wants me to have because it's comfortable and it's going to keep us safe. That is not serving you. That's not rising you to the highest potential you were born with. We were born to do great work and live our dreams. And it takes you pursuing with 100% courage what it is you love to do every single day. That's the only way to do the best work, is to do something you fully love with all your heart. That's the only way to have great relationships, is to be around the people you love with all your heart. That's the only way to have a great life, when you fully express how much you love what you're doing every single day, living in gratitude, being grateful for where you're at and where you're headed. When we decide that we are in control, we don't allow our emotions to control us anymore. It's time to rise up and become stronger in the challenges. Allow the challenges to embrace you. Embrace the challenges. And in the challenge, in the struggle, in the adversity, that's when you say, this is what I stand for. And I take full responsibility of my life for where it's at in this moment. And I stand for this. And moving forward, I'm committed to creating this. Accept where you are and look within yourself to see where you want to go. What would your life look like if every single day you lived it as if it was your last and you decided to go all out 100% with all your heart in that day? What would it look like? It doesn't matter what happened to you in the past. It doesn't matter how much you struggled, how much you messed up, what you said, how bad you were. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you're committed to creating today, and what you're committed to creating for your vision and your dream, and what you're committed to standing for right now, moving forward to step into your greatness. That's what matters. Fears and feelings will hold you back from pursuing great work. If you want to have an incredible life, you must follow what you love and do great work in what you love. Thank you guys for listening today. This is episode number 252. And last week we had an incredible journey. We had an incredible journey together. For those that are new here, we hit the New York Times bestseller list. We've hit a number of other lists for the book, The School of Greatness. So many people have been reading it, have been tagging me online on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, talking about what they're getting out of this. And one of the most powerful sections that I'm hearing from people so far is chapter one, when people declare what they stand for and they write it down and they start living from a place of their truth and from what their heart stands for. And I want you guys to write down what you stand for. It can be one sentence. It can be one word. I want you to write it down. And I stand for love. I stand for love moving forward. I stand for letting go of my feelings and my emotions that control me and using my feelings and emotions to move me forward and move forward in love and with passion and with all my heart in what I do. And I want to know what you guys stand for. Write it down on a piece of paper. Take a photo of it. Tag me on Instagram at Lewis Howes. Hashtag I stand for, and post it online and let others know what you're declaring that you stand for right now. In my book, at the end of the chapter, in the first chapter, I have a number of different exercises that support this principle as well, in what you stand for, and also allow you to get clear on your vision and your dreams. And so if you're stuck in your life right now, if you're stuck or you're feeling like you're just living a good life, but you know there's something more for you, then make sure to pick up a copy of my book. You can go to Amazon or go directly to lewishowes.com/book and go through that first chapter. If you're not satisfied with the first chapter and you're not happy with the exercises and what you create for yourself, the awareness you create in that process of the first 30 pages, then I will give you a full refund back if you're not happy with it. That's how powerful this is. It's so important to get clear on what we want and what we stand for and what we're committed to creating in the future. I stand for love. What do you stand for? My name is Lewis Howes. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is the School of Greatness, and I am so excited for what's to come. If you enjoyed this, if you felt inspired by this, make sure to share it with your friends, lewishowes.com/252, and share it out online on social media and let them know that you're excited to see what they create in their life and that their dreams matter, because they're worth it. I love you guys. It's been an incredible journey to come full circle 8 years to make one of my dreams come true of becoming a New York Times bestseller and getting my book out there in the hands of millions of people around the world. We're just getting started. I need your support to help with this movement of greatness to inspire people to get to that next level. This book is not about me. It's about the people I've interviewed and their lessons and the exercises that we put together to support each person reading the book to help them get to that next level, to help them discover what it is they truly love and to pursue it with 100% passion and achieve their dreams. You guys have been incredible. This podcast is ranked in the top 30 in the world right now because of you guys sharing it out and leaving comments online and leaving reviews over on iTunes. So if you've yet to leave a review on iTunes, please do that and continue to get the podcast out there, because together we are changing lives, and it's all because of you spreading the word of greatness to the world. Thank you all so very much. I hope you have an incredible day. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.